So we begin these next few weeks listening to the Sermon on the Mount from St. Matthew's Gospel. And if we remember last week, we had the Feast of the Presentation. And so we missed the first part, the Beatitudes. If it had been a regular Sunday last week, we'd have heard those wonderful blessings and that call for us to imitate Christ in his poverty, in his mercy, as a peacemaker, seeking justice, kind of setting a framework for who we're called to be. And now these next couple of weeks, he's going to unpack it even more. And so today, simply, he tells us that we're called to be salt and we're called to be light. I remember once I heard, I don't know where the source is, but supposedly some atheist said, "You know, Mr. Christian, you're called to be salt and you're called to be light." So if the world is bland and rotten and in darkness, it's your fault. Don't blame me. This is our mission as Christians, to bring the light of Christ, to bring the salt to the world. When we look at these two, salt and light, you know, now that we have electricity and, you know, we can have lights on 24 hours a day, it may not stand out so much to us. And when we have a salt shaker on every table, and maybe two or three in the kitchen, the reality of the necessity of salt as a life-giving source may not be so much of a stark reminder in our face. We may forget the importance. But when all you have is a candle or an oil lamp that can run out, that's the image that Christ was using. And when you don't have refrigeration and you need salt to help keep the meat, when you need salt to help strengthen the fire in the stove, when salt was so necessary for preservation and for life, this is who we're called to be. So we ask ourselves, how well am I responding to this call? How well am I bringing the light of Christ? How well am I bringing the flavor of salt to the world? I remember still being, I mean, I was an adult before I realized you use salt when you bake desserts, when you bake sweet stuff, because it tastes like sugar. But some recipes call for salt. You know, C.S. Lewis, he said one of the things that held him back from his conversion was that he heard this call to be salt. And in his mind, he had salt on the top of the table where you put it on your food and you taste salt. And he felt like he was so unique, he didn't want to taste like everybody else. He wanted to keep his uniqueness. But when salt is used as it's meant to be, as a flavor enhancer, to draw the flavors out in the preparation of the meal, well, then it disappears and we don't taste the salt. That's what Christ is asking of us. Not to be a covering, but the beginning of the cooking process. He's calling us to go out into the world that so often is so bland and tasteless and rotting, and to bring this life-giving, preservation, flavor-enhancing, truth, life-saving message of Jesus Christ. In this world that is so dark, he's calling us to bring the light of Christ, that saving message of Jesus Christ to the world. And so again, just like this morning, the Mass we had, the readings just happened to coincide so perfectly with the fact that our young people are on retreat. Once again, maybe Miss Maria planned this one, I don't know, but how wonderful these readings apply to you. I mean, to all of us, but really to you. So I really hope that you can take this in, of just how intimately the Lord loves each one of you, that he orchestrated this day, that you would hear these readings on the day that you're on this retreat, preparing for your confirmation, when you receive the fullness of God's Spirit. And part of the effect of that is that you're sent out on mission to be salt and to be light to the world. What a beautiful, beautiful gift. And some of you already are, or maybe most of you already are doing this. But now with your confirmation, you'll be fully equipped. And I know I took some solace, some comfort in that second reading from St. Paul. Because sometimes it could be intimidating, maybe a little fearful to know that I have to go out to the world and proclaim Christ. But what did St. Paul say? It's not because I have eloquent words or this wonderful wisdom, but I preach Christ and Him crucified. Christ is the message that we bring. So pray for the grace that your life is light and your life is salt to the world, which that world might be the person sitting in the desk next to you in your class, or your brother and sister at home, or that friend down the street who needs your witness, your faithful witness of love and support. Because that's what Isaiah said in the first reading. It's our acts of service, the works of mercy that we bring to the world that brings the light of Christ. This is how we change the world. This is how we bring light. This is how we bring the salt, by serving the needs of the people who are most in need, who are stuck in darkness because of financial situations or immigration status. We bring the light of Christ to them by serving their needs. This is the world-changing message that we all have the ability and the command to bring. And Jesus at the end says, go, let your works be known. Let the world see your good works. Let your light shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your heavenly Father. How often do we do things for recognition of ourselves, that we want to be seen as the one who does the good works? It's not wrong. It's a demand, a command from Christ to let the good works be seen, but to do so for the glory of our Heavenly Father. So this gift of humility, especially for our young people, how easy it is to be caught into this trap of wanting to be popular and to be known, and to be famous. Do good. Serve your brothers and sisters. Let your light shine, but do so for the glory of God. Let Him take the glory. Let your message be Christ and Him crucified. Find the person who's most in need of your caring word, of your love and your support, and change their lives and give glory to our Heavenly Father by doing that. And that's for each one of us. Let our light shine. Be salt to the earth. Bring flavor of Christ everywhere. You'll see in the bulletin that this week we're celebrating National Marriage Week. And so where is the light and salt most clearly seen? It's in our families and our marriages. And so we pray for strong and healthy families and marriages. We pray for those, for whatever reason, are not there yet, or maybe will never be, that you're not alone on this journey. But our families is where the light of Christ is shining forth. And we give God, our Heavenly Father, praise for that. What a beautiful gift you are to our parish and to our community. And we, those of you who have those good, structurally sound families, need to reach out to the ones who aren't, who feel alone and forgotten and betrayed. That's how you can let your light shine. How you can bring salt to the earth. There are so many families who are hurting because they're not perfect. we as Holy Family Parish need to be a beacon of light and salt to them and to the world. This beautiful, powerful message, a simple message, that Christ equips us and he sends us with this message to be salt and to be light. Let's do this with joy and let us change the world.